Chapter 1. Part 1. When at last my broken bones had mended, and the nurses had helped me to walk again, and I was tired of being treated like a child, my doctor, Marcus Kent, told me I must go and live in the country.
"Good air, quiet life, nothing to do. That's what you need. Your sister will look after you."
I didn't ask him if I would ever be able to fly an aeroplane again. There are questions that you don't ask because you are afraid you won't like the answers. But Marcus Kent answered anyway.
"You're going to recover completely," he said. "But it's going to take a long time. You've got to live slowly and easily. That's why I am telling you to go to the country, rent a house, get interested in local people, local scandal, and local gossip, and go to a village where you haven't got any friends living nearby."
I agreed. I had already thought of that. I did not want friends calling to give me sympathy, and then talking about themselves for hours. So it happened that Joanna and I eventually decided to look at a house called Little Furze, in Limstock, mainly because we had never been to Limstock. And when Joanna saw Little Furze, she decided at once that it was the house we wanted. It was a low white house with a Victorian veranda. It was about half a mile out of the town and had a pleasant view over the countryside, with the Limstock Church Tower down below. It had belonged to a family of unmarried ladies, but now there was only one still alive, the youngest, Miss Emily Barton. She told Joanna that she had never rented her house before.
"But you see, my dear, I do not have enough money to live in such a big house any more. And now I have met you, I shall be very happy to know that you are here. I really did hate the idea of having men in the house."
At this point, Joanna had to tell her about me. And Miss Emily said,
"Oh, how sad. A flying accident. But your brother will be unable to move very much."
The thought seemed to cheer her, and she told Joanna that she was going to live with a woman who had once been her servant.
"Dear Florence," who had married a builder. "They now have a nice house in the High Street, and two beautiful rooms on the top floor, where I shall be very comfortable."
So Joanna and I agreed to rent Little Furze for 6 months, and we moved in. Miss Barton's servant, Partridge, a thin, humourless woman who cooked very well, stayed to look after us. And she was helped by a girl who came in every morning. When we had been at Little Furze for a week, Mrs. Symington, the lawyer's wife, Miss Griffith, the doctor's sister, Mrs. Dane Calthrop, the vicar's wife, and Mr. Pye of Prior's End all came to visit us and leave us their address cards. Joanna was very excited.
"I didn't know that people really called with cards."
"That is because you know nothing about the country," I said.
"Nonsense. I've stayed for lots of weekends with people in the country."
"That is not at all the same thing," I said. Then I suddenly knew how selfish my accident had made me. For my younger sister is very pretty, and she likes dancing and driving around in fast cars. "This is going to be awful for you," I said to her. "You are going to miss London so much." Joanna laughed and said she didn't mind at all.
"In fact, I'm glad to get away from it all. I was really very upset about Paul, and it will take me a long time to get over him."
I didn't believe this. Joanna's love affairs are always the same. She falls madly in love with some weak young man who is really very clever, but no one understands him. She listens to all his complaints and works hard to get him respect. Then, when he is ungrateful, she says her heart is broken, until the next weak young man comes along. So I did not take Joanna's pain very seriously. But I did understand that living in the country was like a new game to my beautiful sister.
"This is a nice place, Jerry," she said. "So sweet and funny and old-fashioned. You just can't think of anything awful happening here, can you?"
And I agreed with her. In a place like Limstock, nothing awful could happen. It is strange to think that it was just a week later that we got the first letter.